Now I'm delighted to welcome into the studio this morning Kelly Connor. And Kelly's going to talk to us about the ins and outs of joining a gym. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm not a bother. And how are you? You're keeping good?
I'm super, Joe. Thanks,
yeah.
Emil.
Now, you've already told me that you've been up since, well, you've been up since all hours because you had your first class at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, I did.
And
I
now you're joining us in here.
I know. I have to practice what I preach, Joe, you know.
There you go.
I have to get it in.
Now, I'm going to start by telling you that I'm at the mercy of you here this morning because I've never been inside a gym, so I know nothing about what goes on in a gym. So, do people join gyms for different reasons?
Oh, there's like plenty of reasons why people join gyms. Initially, people will come through the door because it's January and they're on their little health kick or whatever. And it's usually for either weight loss or in some cases weight gain or just to feel a little bit better about themselves. Mm-hmm. But as we get into it and the program goes on, I usually try to convince people that it's better to have the reason to come to the gym would be to get a little bit fitter and a little bit stronger and to make yourself feel that bit better.
Good. Now, for someone like me, right, what's the first thing you do to me if I walked in the doors in your gym? Never.
Like, send you back out.
Is it touching your, you know, you're bending over and touching your feet
well,
with your,
some of that.
Your toes
some of that,
and stretching?
Well, the first thing that we do is we actually do like a medical form. So we just make sure that you've no injuries or, you know, we go through your exercise history. So like if you're brand new to exercise or whether you've been exercising for years, if you've any health complications, if you're on medication. So that's the very first thing that
we do,
and that's really important because we need to kind of gain, you know, a little bit of knowledge about where you're coming from and what you're at. Then we talk about your goals and what your goals are and the reasons why you're coming to the gym, and from there then we do a full assessment. So we'll do all your measurements, we'll weigh you, we do your body fat, and from there then we decide what we're going to do with you.
So kind of a good check-up first
Yeah, first, definitely.
No point in having somebody coming in lifting weights if they've got a bad back.
Exactly, and that's hugely important. As we were speaking about before the show, a lot of people actually do get injured at home.
But you're listening to Emma Connor.
Yeah, there you go. Moving furniture and doing the garden and all that kind of thing. But yeah, we just need to really make sure that you're okay to go forward. And especially for people nowadays, because obviously they sit at desks for a very long period of time, so their posture becomes affected and they could get bad backs and tightness in areas. So we do postural assessments as well to see where we need to work on, what's weak, what's strong, and then we take it from there.
That's interesting you say about people that sitting at a desk, because I've heard that people who would be on a computer, looking at a computer screen quite a lot, they can get kind of bad shoulders
or
bad back.
They get like a roundness in the shoulders. So basically what that means is the upper back muscles have become weak and stretched from sitting incorrectly at the desk, and then their hip muscles and front muscles of their body become really tight. So it causes like lots of muscular imbalances, which usually affects the lower back, and it is actually really serious. I have a few clients at the moment that I've kind of asked them to like have a look at their desk and maybe get like their desk assessed for their height and where their chair is and all that kind of thing, because it does put an awful lot of pressure on your body. We're not really designed to sit for 8 hours at a time. So
isn't it that thing that you're supposed to, if you're on a computer, you're supposed to like an hour and then get up
and walk around.
How long will the program if you get somebody coming in January, I'd imagine after Christmas everybody has going to join it. How long, you know, to the average, would they hang around for the
whole
year?
Well, I have really good stalking abilities, so I make sure people hang around for it. No, generally what happens is everybody's gung-ho in January.
Right.
But what I feel happens, they set unrealistic goals. So they feel a bit crap after Christmas and they're thinking, oh my God, I'm going to go to the gym 7 days a week and, you know, do all this stuff. And, and realistically, you know, who goes to the gym 7 days a week or who has time to do that? So what happens is they do that for 2 weeks and then they're absolutely exhausted and then they give up. So what you're best off doing is trying to set yourself realistic goals, you know, sit down and think, right, how many hours a week can I really give to the gym? So if you only start off at once a week, twice a week, and build on it from there, I think that's much better, and people tend to stick at it then a little bit longer.
Right. And let's say you get somebody that's going to stick on it, like there's a different program, so long does it overall trial program last
forever.
What are the forever?
It's forever.
I just cancelled my fee there.
Well, what we try to encourage is that it's a lifestyle change forever.
So we
don't tend to like just stick to one thing, but you do have different goals at different stages.
Right.
For example, if you were to come in and say to me, "Okay, I want to feel strong," we'll set out a program to say, "Right, okay, what exactly do you want to do? How long that's going to take us?"
Yeah.
And then once you reach that goal, you might come back and say, "Okay, I'm stronger now. I want to be a little bit fitter."
Right.
Then we set that kind of target, and then it kind of keeps continuing.
Yeah. Okay, again, as I say, I've never been in a gym. We should say that your gym is Body Transformation Studios. But whether it's your gym, to be fair to all gyms, whether it's your gym or the gym in Kilbarrick Shopping Centre or Raheny Village or Northside Shopping Centre, I'm not sure if there's one of them, but any gym, you're all offering the same programme.
We all offer the same thing. Now, what's different in Body Transformations, and I do know a lot of gyms around the area do the same, we're not actually a gym. So we're classes and we're personal training.
Yeah.
So you don't go in and just do your own thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're always like either in a class or you're being trained by a trainer. But technically you can do that anywhere. It's just making sure that whoever you're speaking to, you know, has experience, knows what they're doing, and then there shouldn't be any issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And your gym is in Clongriffin, so it's not too far from here. So again, Joe's Soap goes in. There are different, areas of the gym.
Yes.
Like you have your weight, you have your running, you have your, what would you call it, aerobics?
Aerobics, Joe, do. I'm a bit of a fond of step aerobics myself.
Yeah. I have to say, folks, she's not going to say anything, but we have Caroline sitting beside us. And Caroline's not saying anything.
But Caroline's a regular in our gym.
I know, I heard.
Yeah.
But, what were your frame of thought there? Yeah, so you would have different
because
programs.
Everybody's looking for something different, you know, that kind of way. So what we try to do is we have a mixture of, say, like cardio classes, which are just getting you a little bit fitter. So that'd be the likes of spinning and stuff like that. We'd have like resistance training classes, which are like your weights-based classes, which is strong fit. We do some step aerobics for a bit of fun. We do boot camps, you know, so we try to cater
for everybody,
we can.
The step aerobics now, is that
I brought step back, Joe.
Explain that.
So step aerobics was huge a few years ago, and it's basically aerobics on a step. And
so you're stepping from a level base up onto a step.
Right. You do a whole kind, it's almost like a dance routine basically, with the step. So it's really good fun and really good cardio workout. Yeah, so step is a good one.
Right,
definitely.
You needn't be looking at me like that, I think, because if you're going to sign
up. You know, it's for men as well. We get the only occasionally men come in and join our step class. It's the coordination,
I could do it off the stairs, couldn't I, at home?
You could indeed.
Yeah.
Have a little
dance. Okay, medical reasons. Would you have people coming in that would have been brought in from a hospital or, you know, sent from a hospital that may have had, stents put in or whatever, something like that?
Fortunately, we do. So in those cases, like, you really have to kind of like work closely with the client and make sure that you know exactly what you're doing, what medication they're on and how it will affect them, and take things like really, really slowly. So it's a real process when it comes to stuff like that. But like the success rate for people, you know, when they come in initially, if they have any health complications, they're obviously like really, really nervous and they're, you know, almost afraid to kind of get out of breath or to get their heart elevated or whatever. But it's just having trust in the trainer and making known that they know what they're doing. And you know, before you know it, then people are flying and it gives them a lot of confidence. And you know, it's great because you know, a lot of people would have grandkids that they still want to run around after or play with, and you know, so it's important to build that kind of fitness back up and to not have them be afraid to exercise.
Right. And ladies who may be after having a baby.
Oh, yes. So we run a class called the 4-week Feel Good Camp, okay? So this is for mammies or daddies. that have babies and or toddlers.
Daddies have babies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the stay-at-home dad. Yeah. And we set that up actually after I had my son, because when I was pregnant, I actually gained 4 stone, even though I was like training all the time and eating mm-hmm. really well. And after I'd had Jackson, then I'd had a C-section, so I couldn't exercise, and that really affected me. And I felt crap, basically.
Right.
So I started to get back into the exercise, and I was really nervous after having a section, obviously, because it's, you know, obviously a huge operation. Mm-hmm. And once I got into it, and I was about 8 weeks into it, I thought, oh my God, I can't believe how good I feel. Mm. So then I thought, do you know what? I want other mums to feel this way. So yeah. Now I've had the experience of feeling really crap, you know, having very little sleep, after gaining a lot of weight, mm-hmm. You know, and now I feel so much better. I was like, I really want mums to feel
just
good
feel
again.
How you felt. Yeah.
Yeah, so we set up this 4 week feel good camp. So the mams come with the babies, or come with toddlers, or like even if mams kids are like 5 or 6 or 7, they still come.
They still come, yeah. Yeah.
And we try to create a class, myself and my friend Grace, where we're all in the same boat, we all feel the same way.
Yeah.
And you know, some stages during the class I'm feeding a baby, rocking a baby, playing with a toddler and teaching the class at the same time.
Right.
And we have great crack. So yeah, so it's really good, it's been really successful. And again, I called it the feel good camp because I didn't want it to just be about weight loss and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be about mammies feeling good,
right,
about themselves.
Right.
Again,
you mentioned diet there.
Yes.
Naturally enough, if somebody's coming into the gym and they're wanting to, you know, slim down or get a bit fitter, the diet is important there, yeah.
Oh,
do you advise
hugely,
on the diet, yeah?
Yeah, hugely important. We have a nutritionist that works really closely with us, and what we try to do is educate people in how to actually eat healthy. So my big thing is, if you understand your food, you'd be more likely to eat healthier. So for example, if people understand what their protein is, what their carbs are, what their fats are, and we give them lists of those things and get them to pick off the list, you know, stuff that they like, and put them together, we find that that works best. But yeah, nutrition is like hugely, hugely important. You could come to the gym like 6-7 times a week, but if you're not eating well,
yeah,
you're not going to get the same results that you want. And plus, you know, not even for, you know, results, it's just to, if you eat good, you feel good. If you eat crap, you feel crap.
Right.
So that's the big thing. It's but then it's not all doom and gloom.
No.
Like, we like people to have a bit of balance.
You don't want somebody going into the gym and spending an hour in the gym doing their stuff and then walking out and going into the local chipper.
Yes, no, definitely not.
Spice burger and chips and a batter sausage just to have it on the way back.
Yeah, and the thing is that, like, a little of what you fancy every now and again is not too bad. But, you know,
I must remember that.
Yeah, as long as it's not a regular thing. Because we do try to encourage people to have a balance in their life, you know, so that it's not all or nothing.
Yeah,
because otherwise you tend to fall off the wagon if you're too strict on yourself. So yeah, a little bit of what you fancy is fine.
I'll tell you a little story. Just what you're saying there, a little of what you fancy is no harm. I went to the doctor some years ago, and he put me on some antibiotics. This is a true story. And I asked him, so can I have a drink on them? And he says, oh God, a man has to live, Joe.
Yeah.
So he's retired now. So I went back down to the clinic there about a year ago, and there was a lady doctor come out, and she says to me, I've never seen you before. I said, no, thank God, I'm not a regular visitor. So she came in, and she put it up on the computer, and she says to me, what does that mean? Man has to live.
Yeah,
he had put it on the top.
Brilliant. Well, it's very true, Joe. Life's too short,
so
you do have to have a little bit
of
fun.
Have to live, You were mentioning about the mammies and the daddies and the kids all coming. Do you ever have family days or anything like that?
Do you know what? We actually did have a family day. God, was it last summer? Yeah, we ran a whole open weekend,
right,
for people to come in and, you know, take part in classes, or just even have a look around the gym, have a cup of tea and kind of have a chat with all the trainers to see exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then because they're in Clongriffin, then they have the park down there, so they actually run family days as well and get all the kids involved and all that kind of thing. Yeah, so yeah.
Go ahead.
We run a teen class as well.
Mm.
So obviously, you know, obesity in teenagers has become like a huge epidemic.
Mm.
So we decided that we'd kind of take that a little bit seriously and start running some teen classes, which have been hugely successful, I have to say.
Very
so
good.
When the teen class is on, a normal class is on. So if a parent wants to come, put the teen in and actually take part in a class,
right,
and lead by example.
Yeah,
that's more than welcome.
Kind of what I was going to ask you. The youngest person you'd have in the gym and the oldest.
So obviously the babies are the youngest, but the teenagers can come. They just have to sign a consent form. So we take them from 13 onwards. And then I'd probably guess that the oldest client in the gym be nearing 60.
Sorry.
We used to run actually an over 50s class.
Right, I could do that.
And that was really successful. Yeah, that was really good.
What are you laughing at?
He said over 50, not over 100. I do think, like, especially for the older generation, like, they think it's all about, you know, young people. Yeah. And but it's really not. It's really not at all. In actual fact, some of my older clients are far fitter and stronger than some of the younger ones. So
right, that's what I was mentioning in Kilbarrick there, because as you know, in Kilbarrick Shopping Centre, they have a gym upstairs, and when I've gone in to park the car in the car park, not walking down, you can see them all up on the front screens, and they're all doing their stuff, and you can see that they are all ages, you know, obviously
it's all a mindset, you know.
It's feeling good, is
it? It's feeling
good.
Talk
to us about that.
Well, that's a huge thing for me. Like, I know when people first come in, as I said, it's usually about weight loss or weight gain, or they're not loving how they look. Where I love when they get the feeling of feeling good after doing training sessions, because obviously, like, your mental health is the most important. So when you exercise, you release happy hormones and they make you feel good. So nobody ever really leaves a training session and goes, oh God, I totally regret it. That's after making me feel crap. You know,
everybody
leaves, maybe not straight away,
yeah,
but definitely feeling much better about themselves. So for me, that's a huge thing. You know, it's giving somebody confidence, building their self-esteem, you know, having an hour where you don't have to think about your stresses of life, and, you know, being able to switch off. And yeah, it's an amazing way to make yourself feel good.
Mm. Would that be called a good workout?
Yes, a good workout, Joe. Always a good workout with me.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you a slaver? Would you push the people to the limit?
Yeah, I'm pretty horrible, in fairness. Yeah, I have an alter ego called Penny. So Penny comes to class. So Penny's very different in class than she is in personal training. So, well, you see, the thing is, you could be teaching a class, and if people aren't really listening or paying attention, they could injure themselves, or when they leave, they haven't gotten a really good workout. So then they're going, Jesus, that class wasn't great, was it? You know, but it's only because they're not really paying attention. So Penny makes sure she has everybody's attention all the time.
How many of a staff do you have up there?
So there's myself, my business partner, Richie, my husband, Alan. We've great Colm, Adam, Suzanne is our receptionist, and Emma, our nutritionist. Yeah.
And you're open from, say, what time in the morning?
First classes start at 6:30.
Half six.
Oh, yes, Joe. And then our last class is 8:00 in the evening.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
So it's a long L day. Yeah. Well, you see, because you have to kind of cater for people going to work.
Yeah.
So it's early mornings and late evenings and weekends.
So
7 days a week.
People are getting married. If a woman's getting, lady or if man's getting married, are they in as well?
Well, you
to get
see,
the weight down.
I love when somebody comes to me and says they're getting married in a year.
Right.
Because then we have a lot
time
of time.
To, time
so
to work, yeah.
When somebody comes to you and goes, I'm getting married next month, it's kind of a bit of an issue.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So what I'd say to people, and going from my own experience when I got married, is give yourself a bit of time to get where you want to be, because leading up to your wedding, people are wanting to bring you out for lunch and drinks, and you don't want to be saying, oh, I can't do that because I'm trying to lose a bit of weight or whatever.
Yeah.
So my best advice would be get to the point of where you want to be about 3 months before your wedding. And then try to maintain that then leading up to it, so that you know, you can still enjoy yourself before the wedding. Yeah.
Now, guys as well as girls.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for men, like, we would have an awful lot of women, I have to say, in our classes and stuff like that. So then we set up this other class called Strong Fit, which basically is a resistance training class. So we seem to have gotten a lot more men. And definitely men have just as many struggles as women, but they're probably less likely to talk about them.
Are they shyer?
A little bit, I think so. And
reluctant to come into the gym.
To come in, and maybe, you know, I always feel like, you know, certain men would feel like a little bit under pressure, thinking, oh well, I should be fit and I should be strong because I'm a man, and that's not the case, you know.
Right.
So now they do get fitter and stronger quicker than women, which is not really fair. But
you,
yes.
You said that. Yeah. I didn't say that. So all
it's just
complaints
a testosterone.
To
oh, just a testosterone, Joe. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
We're lacking in that.
Right.
So yeah. So for men, women, you know, all ages, all fitness levels.
Brilliant.
All welcome.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Well, is there anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, just thank you very much, and maybe you'll come down and do a few sessions now yourself. Not that you look like you have to, Joe, but you know.
I never heard a thing there.
Just for
you?
Those happy hormones.
Oh, geez, my hormones are well gone. You know. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
Thank you for coming in. And once again, folks, Kelly is down in the Body Transformation Studios in Clongriffin. But
yes,
as we said, you can go to the gym in Raheny Village or Northside, if there's one in Northside Shopping Centre or Kilbarrack Shopping Centre or wherever your local gym is, and I'm sure that you will come across near enough the same programmes that Kelly runs.
You will indeed.
There.
Yeah.
So to be fair to everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.